Our Bible reading is just one verse today, found on the front of the newsletter. Our focus is on prayer. If my people, Chronicle says, if my people who are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, then I will hear from heaven. I will forgive their sin and heal their land. It's actually 2 Chronicles. So those of you who have looked it up, it's 2 Chronicles 7:14, just one verse. It's interesting that many of God's statements have a condition, and we are very happy to cut off the condition. So even in, say, the Great Commission, if you go out sharing the gospel, preaching and baptizing, I will be with you. So if I'm not doing that, is God not with me? It's an interesting question, isn't it? If I'm not doing what I should be doing as a believer, where is God? Now, that's just a devil's advocate sort of thing. But we need to read a whole verse, or we need to read a whole section of Scripture, to make sure that we're not cutting off the bits that are inconvenient for us. Now, in this context, Solomon's temple is being dedicated. And all of the people have said, oh, we will do everything God asks. We will do everything God asks. They haven't, up to this point. They haven't done what he's asked. They built the golden calf, although he gave them the commandments. They built the golden calf, and they'd been disobedient, and they'd been stubborn, and they hadn't done what God had said. But they're now saying, we will. This is the start of something new with this incredible temple. I would say 2023, the start of something new for us. A new situation, a new way of praying, a new way of thinking, a new way of operating. So, I just think that prayer is such a precious gift given by God to us, and it's probably the most neglected. I say it for myself and possibly for others. I think when ministers get together and talk, we can say there are two things that will make everyone in the congregation feel guilty. Don't pray enough, don't read the Bible enough. And if you sort of touch that, then people feel guilty. Oh, I should pray more. Oh, I should read the Bible more. Now, that's probably true. But I'd like us to take this verse at the start of the year as a special gift from God and just say, thank you, thank you. And I'm going to be serious at this level for each of us. Beautifully given, this gift of prayer. No one else has this privilege but we, the followers of Jesus. So he says, if, that's an interesting little word to start with, isn't it? If. I think as people look back on life, as we all look back, we think, oh, if only. If only I'd done this, or if only that hadn't happened, or if only, oh, I'd thought about what I said, or if only I could take back that last 5 minutes and turn it another way. If only the family had turned out differently, if only, you know, I'd bought 25 acres of land 10k out 25 years ago. Oh, yeah, all of that. But what God is saying, and I think he's saying this to us, if only my people would pray. If only my people would pray, some incredible things would happen. So let's not be regretful of what's gone in the past. Let's say, righto, God, I'm going to take this verse, I'm going to take this seriously, into 2023. Israel may have failed in the past. I may have failed in the past. However, this is a new year. It's a new start and it's a new progression. And this loving, generous gift that you've given, I will run. So if my people, that's us. Isn't that incredible? The people of God, sons and daughters of the living God, children of God. I don't know whether we even reflect upon that enough. I mean, we come here, yes, but we're children of God. We're children of our parents, yes we are, but we're children of God. And he says, if my people who are called by my name... Christians don't always have such a good name. You know, we've had all of this thing with Pell in the last week. Good, bad, indifferent. And it seems like one person can contaminate the thinking of many about the whole Christian faith and who we are. But here we're being told, if my people called by my name, called Christian, isn't it great to be a Christian? Aren't we proud to be followers of Jesus? This is who we are, Christians. Are we ashamed when someone says, oh, who are you? Well, you know, this is me, I'm Colin. What do you do? Oh, minister of a church, a follower of Jesus. Are we afraid to be Christians in that sense? I hope not. Because the early Christians were not afraid to be called people of the way or Christians or followers of Jesus. This is who we are. This is who we are. So he says, these people called by my name, we're personal. Not only are we called by his name, but he calls us by name. How wonderful that is. How wonderful that is. Now, if called by my name, if my people, we humble ourselves. That's interesting, isn't it? If we humble ourselves. Bible, I think, reminds us that we never ask God to humble us. It's not God's job to humble us. That is our job. It is our attitude of mind and of heart to humble ourselves before God. It's an attitude of coming before him. That's interesting. Last week, Helen and I took a couple of our grandchildren up to St. Peter's Cathedral. We've taken another lot of grandchildren there, but it's interesting just to walk around that enormous building, which is so different to any Baptist building, of course. Stained glass windows, high ceilings, just incredible. Carving and all the rest of it as you walk around. History, going back. Colour, beautiful architecture and amazing stained glass windows. You know, tiled floor, all of that stuff, which some people feel is a complete waste of money. But it does have a lot of history and a lot of colour. I'm just saying this because not only do you see or can you see something about where the Queen was when she was here, but they have kneeling pads. And so when it's time to pray, if you wish, you can kneel. Supposedly in an attitude of humility or humbling yourself before God. Now, I don't think you need to kneel to humble yourself before God, but I think there is something about kneeling, was what people used to do. Kneel before God, humbling themselves. So, how does it work for us? Well, unfortunately, I think the I or the me generation works very much against humility. Because what happens is that the focus seems to be the focus on me, what I want, how I want it, what I choose, rather than actually on what God chooses. I'm interested that a lot of churches have gone into what they call the coffee culture, so that there has to be a certain coffee machine and you have to have a certain coffee. I'm on a committee interviewing ministers, and so the question I sometimes ask is, you drink coffee? Yes. If you're called as a missionary to a country where they don't have coffee, maybe to India where they drink a lot of tea, where will you go? Will you follow the call of God to go to a non-coffee calling country? Or will it be, I have to have coffee? Now, I know that's probably for some people a bit of a silly thing, but friends, where is the cut-off point between God and me? Where am I not prepared to go, or what am I not prepared to do? Or does God have the say? If we're his people, doesn't he have a right to do with us what he wants? Or do we sort of say, oh, actually, no, this is what I'm doing. We need to be careful that me, that culture, that I culture, that self-focused culture, that hasn't actually taken over the culture of being a Christian and following Jesus. We are people called by his name, and we are called to humble ourselves and maybe to put aside our wishes and desires for that of the God we claim to believe in. So we need to humble ourselves and pray. And pray. Who else has this wonderful privilege apart from his children? No one. We have the gift of being able to pray. So again, I say, including myself, why would we ignore it? Why would we ignore the gift of prayer when, as that responsive reading said, it's just the heart's desire, simply expressed. We don't need the Anglican prayer book, although it can be very helpful. We don't need set words. Sometimes we can just sit and we can think that a prayer going from us goes up, and it's almost as if it's a slam dunk, I think, Tristan, isn't it? When it goes to the Holy Spirit, it gets to God as a slam dunk. It's a score because it's interpreted by God's Spirit. Friends, I'd love to encourage us, and again I say myself, for us to be more prayerful and open to God. But these are the conditions that God puts in. And what does he say? Humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways. Sort of there's a little group of conditions here. Maybe it's one condition together. Pray, seek my face, turn from their wicked ways. A bit of a trio of action. And we're reminded, of course, that if we regard sin in our heart from our psalm last week, Psalm 66, that God will not hear us. So that's why we need to turn from our wicked ways. I think most of us feel that activity is what's rewarded at the moment in society. The more active, what have you been doing? Oh, the more active. So if you say, well, actually, I've just been sitting down for an hour and talking to God, people look at you as if, really? But wouldn't that be wonderful? Wouldn't it be wonderful this week if all of us gathered here just took an hour out of our busyness and sat down and talked and listened to God? I reckon we might achieve more in that hour than a whole week of activity, a whole week of doing. Now, I know we've got to do stuff, and that's a bit, you know, yeah. But what I'm saying is, in our week, is there time for us for this to happen? So the encouragement is that as God's people, called by his name, if we humble ourselves, pray and seek his face and turn from our sin, what will happen then? God will hear from heaven. Praying. You know, some of you are saying to me, oh, Colin, I'm a bit old, I can't do what I used to do. So what? So what? I've often wondered who'll be sitting at the left hand of God the Father in heaven. If Jesus is at the right hand, who'll be at the left hand? And I reckon that it might be some, and this is just a Colin Rolfe's, this is not in the Bible, and I just reckon that it might be some dear little old lady, because God is so respectful of women, that it might be some dear little old lady who on earth might have even been disabled and may have even sat in a wheelchair on earth, but she prayed her heart out. And I'll be interested to know who's there, and I mightn't even think about it then. But sometimes we think, oh, if I can't do this or can't do that. No, actually, if we can pray, maybe we're doing the most important thing. And yet, the most important often gets pushed out for something that encroaches as urgent. And then there's another urgent thing. And then there's another urgent thing. And we all know that situation. So what does God say then? If we're prepared to pray and seek his face and turn from our wicked ways, then he will hear from heaven. Oh, hello. So if we don't humble ourselves and don't pray and don't seek his face and turn from our... Well, then he won't hear from heaven. Is that what he's saying? We need to be careful, don't we? Well, we're told, as I said in Psalm 66 last week, that if there's wickedness in us, well, God doesn't hear. So this is it. But when God hears from heaven, from those people who pray, I forgive their sin and heal their land. And isn't that what we want? Isn't that what we want? We want to know that we're forgiven. And don't we want to have healing in what we might call our land, perhaps our family, we consider our land, and then to the end of the earth? Isn't that what we want? Well, maybe we've got the answer. Maybe we've got the answer. During the week, I was listening to Radio National, and I happened to hear a guy called Tony Rinaldo, who I had known years ago. He's a missionary with SIM, serving in mission, and he's an agriculturalist. And he said that as a young kid, he prayed a prayer. He said just a kid's sort of prayer, like something like, sort of, God, use me or take me or do something useful with me or something. As an agriculturalist, he has transformed through a method of agriculture acres and millions of trees, providing stuff through a lot of Africa. And he said, when he was interviewed, you know, was it an answer to a simple child's prayer? Now, he's a clever guy, and he used lots of agricultural stuff as well. But he shared his testimony about praying, about his mother praying with him every night, and just what's happened. Friends, I'm not sure that we know what can happen when we're prepared to take God at his word, what healing will come. He would say healing has come to that barren land, because he uses this system with trees, quick-growing underground, quick-growing firewood, shelter, leaves for fertiliser, all sorts of stuff. That's an incredible story. But I just think, I bet there are lots of incredible stories amongst us of what God has done and what God could do. I will hear from heaven. Sometimes we are too clever. Sometimes we think, I can do better than God. I'll achieve it by my action. And God says, well, go ahead. Do what you reckon you can do. But in some things you've made a mess of it. This is God talking, that he would say that. So friends, my encouragement is, let's pray. Let's just take God at his word and seek his face and turn from any sin that we know that we've got. And let's ask God to bring healing to our family, our relationships, our country. If God's people pray, who knows what can happen? And let's start here. Let's have Lighthouse as a church of powerful prayer and see what God can do. Let's pray. Our Father, there have been times when perhaps we have not been willing to humble ourselves, when we have thought we're smarter than you, when we have felt we can achieve. But we want to trust you. We want to humble ourselves in attitude, in heart, and we want to open ourselves, Father, to you, that you might do works of healing, of forgiveness and restoration, whether that be in our family, in our personal lives, or in an extension. We ask our God that you would touch us, and that we might take this verse seriously, that we might humble ourselves because we are your people, and pray. And Lord, we look with anticipation at what you might do this year through us as individuals and through your church here at Lighthouse. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen.